G-I-double-N. Like gin with an extra N. That makes it gin, I suppose. The 1-2 pitch. Took it low, did Garrett. Slider below the knees, 2-2. Can you imagine how Caleb Durbin's heart is pounding as he waits in the on-deck circle throughout this at-bat?
I mean, I'm excited for him, right? Like, how could it not be?
Wind up 2-2. Mitchell takes inside. That was another close pitch. So from 0-2, Garrett works a full count.
Dreamt about this moment your entire life.
And for Caleb Durbin, he's had to really beat the odds to make it up to the major leagues in many ways. We'll get to that. But first, the 3-2 coming to Garrett Mitchell. Ginn has his sign from Langoliers. Kicks and deals. And he got him looking. That might have been a generous call. That appeared to be inside again. In fact, that might not even have been as good a pitch as a couple that were called balls earlier in the at-bat. That's the third straight batter to get a backwards K against Ginn, who has struck out four of the first eight. And that brings up Caleb Durbin for the first time as a big leaguer. And a big ovation as he walks into the right-handed box. One out in a scoreless game, bottom third. Ginn's pitch. Took it low, ball one. Durbin at Triple-A Nashville. Putting together a good start to the season. The 1-0 pitch. Took a strike. Just clipped the outside corner, did Ginn with a sinker. 1-1 the count. Diminutive right-handed batter. Ginn with a 1-1. Lifted deep in the left field. This is back, and Duhar won't catch it. Get out of here. Oh, it's just foul. It had a chance, but it was just foul wide down the left field line. And it's just a strike. Oh, that brought it. Everybody in American Family Field up to their collective feet. But a long, loud foul to make it 1-2 on Caleb Durbin. You knew that Andujar wasn't going to catch it. Question was, would it stay fair? And it did not. Just wide of the pole by maybe 2 feet. What an entrance that would have been to his major league career. 1-2, though, against Ginn. The right-hander ready and throws. And he just missed outside with a sinker, 2-2.
Hard to take that pitch, I bet, for Caleb right there. After the swing and his heart pounding.
Waggles the bat over his shoulder as he waits. Ginn winds in the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded softly up the third baseline. Tough player, Shella on the run. He throws it. Get him at first. Caleb Durbin beats it out. It's an infield single in his first major league at bat. Showing the speed. Welcome to the show, Caleb Durbin. They throw the ball out of play. A keepsake for a lifetime. And a standing ovation. Caleb Durbin, you knew that the speed was one of the reasons that he had gotten to this point. And we saw it on display immediately there.
That's what we saw all spring training from Caleb Durbin. That's what made Pat Murphy really grow so fond of him as a player.
One on, one out. Lineup card turns over to Bryce Terang, and he takes low and in ball one. You know, it's funny. We actually saw a glimpse of both of the traits that have really impressed the Brewers in that first at bat. The power, which you don't expect from somebody that carries his diminutive frame. The power, the ball almost left the park. It was just foul. And then the speed to beat out an infield single later. 1-0 pitch is tipped into the dirt, foul off of the catcher Langoliers. 1-1 on Bryce Terang. But that's an exciting player.
Yeah, he has a chance to really impact the game from the bottom of the lineup for the Brewers. He can be a difference maker down there, a spark plug, if you will.
And now he's going to think about stealing second base, I can guarantee you that. Pitch to Turan, ground ball towards the middle, but a diving backhanded play by Muncy. They'll get the out at second, relay to first, not in time. Turan, too much speed to be doubled off. Great play by Max Muncy, though. Boy, the infield of the Athletics flashing leather through the first three innings. That's the second really fine pickup by Max Muncy, and it's a 4-6 fielder's choice.
Yeah, they made three really good defensive plays already in this game on that infield.
So Durbin erased off the base paths. Although Terang, a man who stole 50 bases a season ago, is the one who replaces him at first as Jackson Churio comes up. Scoreless game, two out in the bottom of the third. Ginn pitches, and it swung on and grounded softly foul up the third baseline. Let's pause 10 for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
Listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Josh and Lane from American Family Field. Kent Sommerfeld, our producer-engineer. Runner at first, Turang with two out. Brewers only hit thus far against Ginn was that infield single by Caleb Durbin. 0-1 the count on Jackson Churio, and a throw over to first. Turang scampers safely back to the bag. Brewers Baseball brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care? The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. WDAClub.com. 0-1 pitch to Churio, swing and a miss. Sinker that bounced, but it's 0-2. And grounded out to second base his first time. Fighting it a bit this week. Last five games now, 1-18. We're not used to seeing that from Mr. Churio. The 0-2 pitch. Chopped very softly foul over to the A's. Dug out on the third base side. Again, Ginn struck out four of the first eight. Five-year-old. This is only the eighth start of his major league career. 0-2 pitch again. Missed down low on a sinker that he's been featuring, and Jackson laid off. It's ball one. Brewers in their City Connect jerseys as they do every Friday home game. 1-2 pitch. Missed off the plate outside with another sinker, 2-2. It's the Friday look here. The teal blue tops above white pants. Churio trying to battle from behind in the count against JT Ginn. Durang at first. Two outs in the inning, the 2-2. Lined in the left field, but it's rated Andujar. Now he goes back. And it sails over his head and makes it to the fence. Turang off to the races. He'll score from first without a throw. And Churio is back in the hit column. Lines an RBI double over the left fielder's head. Might have been a misread at first. But Churio and the Brewers will take it. They lead 1-0. Jackson hit it very hard. And that did fool Miguel Andujar. Yeah, you remember when he was first in the big leagues with the Yankees, he was an infielder.
Yeah, and he looked like a guy that wasn't overly comfortable and left on that play. It was hit 110. So one false step and you're in trouble. And it was hit right at him as well. So once he took a step in, that ball was going to sail over his head as hard as it was hit. And that's exactly what happened.
So the Brewers strike first. Just the second hit of the homestand for Jackson Churio and a $75 double courtesy of the Mac Fund. It's going to West Bend, or going to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. They do it for every double hit by a Brewers player all season long. Pitching coach trying to settle down the pitcher. He had Scott Emerson go visit with JT Ginn, who now has to deal with Christian Yelich. First pitch, line drive in the left field. That's a base hit. Opposite way. Rounding third is Churio. He'll come in to score. Christian Yelich, an RBI knock. The Brewers have played it a couple with two out in the third. It's 2-0. Christian Yelich having a big homestand. He's reached base twice already against JT Ginn, and that was a beautiful opposite field line drive. Another hard hit baseball. Well, this all started with Caleb Durbin legging out an infield hit. That runner at first for Contreras, and he'll take a strike at the knees. Durbin set it up. And then back-to-back with two outs, Churio and Yelich, RBI knocks. Contreras was robbed of a hit by the third baseman Urshela back in the first. 0-1, swing and a miss. Sinker tied him up, down and in, it's 0-2. Going into his last at-bat of the game Tuesday, Yelich was in an 0-for-16. He's now 4-for-6 ever since. Ginn with an 0-2. Breaking ball low, taken by Contreras. That was the slider. One ball, two strikes. I think one of the reasons that even before Yelich batted that the pitching coach went out to visit Ginn, it's so hard mentally for a young pitcher to overcome a ball that he probably thought should have been caught in the outfield. And could have had him back in the dugout. 1-2. Off the plate away. Another slider and another good take by Contreras. It's 2-2.
Yeah, when that ball's first hit, he's thinking, I'm out of the inning.
Next thing you know, the ball goes to the wall. And now two runs have scored. Yelich leads from first. Ginn with a 2-2. Got him looking. Another backwards K. Sinker at the knees. Of his five strikeouts, four of them have been with the Brewer holding the bat on his shoulder. Two here in the third, but the Brewers score twice on three hits. Caleb Durbin started it. Churio and Yelich finished it. We go to the fourth. 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. In a galaxy far, far away, Brewers Star Wars Night returns on May 16th. Presented by ESPN Milwaukee. Don't miss out on a Jedi Jackson Churio bobblehead when you buy a special theme night ticket. Purchase your seat at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
Hey, I went to the new place. They didn't have everything, but the bananas were on sale.
Wait, why didn't you go to Woodman?
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
Other stores promote a few items, but charge more for everything else.
At Woodman's, you save big time money on your whole grocery bill.
I even use the app to compare prices.
Oh my gosh, talk about receipt regret.
Our work here is done.
Service and savings. It's Woodman.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
Less is more.
More.
Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more. J.J. Blade will take a strike on the outside corner from Freddie Peralta. Now working with a lead is Freddie. It's 2-0 the crew. Couple of two-out runs in the bottom of the third. And a swing and a miss by Blade, and a curve makes it 0-2. Peralta really had to work to get through that third inning unscathed. Stranded runners on the corners against some tough hitters, and Soderstrom and Langoliers got them each out. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Change of speed, another great changeup from Freddie, and he fooled J.J. Blade. That is four ortho ASAP strikeouts for Peralta. One thing he could really use right now is a quick inning. There comes Jacob Wilson, the impressive rookie who grounded out his first time. Overhead windup in the pitch. Curveball dropped in knee high, 0-1. Freddie will throw his 65th pitch right here. The 0-1. Swing and a miss again. That time a slider low and away from Jacob Wilson. 0-2. And Wilson will use his timeout. 23 years old. And he came in third in the American League in batting average. 0-2, line drive into back of short. That's going to fall in. Left center field, a base hit for Wilson. The A's continue to have exactly one hit, a single, in every inning thus far. Wilson's hitting about 340. They've got a good one. And that brings up Miguel Andujar. 2-0 Brewers in the fourth. Peralta gave up a single to Andujar a couple of innings ago. He swings and fouls one into the seats down the right field line. Well, there was no question coming into this season that Freddie Peralta was going to be the anointed ace of the Brewers' starting rotation, and he's pitched that way. But perhaps there's some more help coming to join him. Two encouraging appearances on rehab assignments today. 0-1 pitch is very high, 1-1 on Andujar. Brandon Woodruff pitched for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers this afternoon. He was up in Appleton. Woody made it through four innings. That was just the second game that he's gotten into since his shoulder surgery. 1-1, swing and a miss. Andujar fooled by a slider, 1-2. Woodruff gave up three runs in four innings. And then Tobias Myers pitched tonight for AAA Nashville. And he was brilliant. Five innings of scoreless ball for Tobias. Runner at first on the 1-2 is low. 94 miles an hour, 2-2 on Andujar. Tobias Myers gave up just three base runners in his five innings tonight. A couple of hits and a walk. That could be very well his last rehab appearance. 2-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit, left field, and Andujar dumps it in front of Jackson Churio in a couple of bounces. Stopping at second is Wilson. And here come the Athletics.
Josh, that is the third hit tonight from a right-handed hitter. Freddie had given up just three hits to right-handed hitters in his previous four starts all year long.
The league in general has hardly hit Freddie. 159 opposing batting average before tonight. But Wilson and Andujar get singles back-to-back here. And here comes Gio Urshela taking ball one. So traffic continues. 2-0 Brewers. But Freddie's going to have to work out of a problem on the base paths again. Urshela struck out back to end the second. The 1-0. Tried to check on one down and away. He did. No appeal. Well, here's the appeal. Came very late and no swing. So it's 2-0. For Urshela has bounced all over the major leagues. He's been on 8 different MLB teams in his 10 seasons. 2-0 pitch, ground ball towards short. Played in the hole by Ortiz to second one. Pivot and a relay, Terang, 2. Double play, just what the doctor ordered for Freddie and the crew. This is a fairly hard hit ground ball, and Ortiz got around it, played it on the forehand in the hole, and he started a 6-4-3 twin killing that ends the inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth, still 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Members of Leuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. LiunaWisconsin.org.
Heard about Quick Trip's Around the Bases game? So next, fill up at Quick Trip. Get a Snickers, Twix, or Starburst using your Quick Rewards, and you're in the game. If you're picked and the Brewers score anytime during the first inning, you get a $100 Quick Trip gift card. $100! That's a lot of candy bars or glazers or whatever you want. Just one more reason you're always glad you fueled up at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. Mars Wrigley and Quick Trip, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams.
Sal Frelick begins the bottom of the fourth for the Brewers, leading 2-0. JT Ginn, the rookie right-hander, is going to deal with him. From the windup, the pitch. Inside, ball one. Frelick grounded out to second on a fine play by Max Muncy a couple of innings ago. It'll be Bowers and Ortiz to follow. Ginn gave up a couple of two-out runs in the third. 1-0 is swung on and popped up right out in front of the plate. Carrying out now to the shortstop, Jacob Wilson on the dirt. Makes a two-handed catch. Calling everybody off did Jacob Wilson. We salute our veteran of the night, Sergeant First Class Zach Amy, E-I-G-H-M-Y. And our network health veteran salute every game here at American Family Field. Zach Amy tonight, honored on the dugout. Here's Jake Bowers swinging and missing. Retired veterans can turn to Network Health for affordable and reliable health plans tailored to meet your needs. Find the coverage you need and a health plan experience you want with Network Health. Learn more, networkhealth.com/veterans. The one pitch. Bowers takes inside. 1-1. Jake, one of four Brewers to take a called third strike against Ginn tonight. And he looks at a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-2. You can tell that Ginn has the ability to pitch to the edges. Working all around the outer and inner portions, and for that matter, the upper and lower parts of the strike zone tonight. Keeping it out of the middle for the most part. 1-2. Bowers breaks his bat, pulls one foul well up over the first base dugout. And he'll stay in there 1-2 and need some new lumber. Our drive around the league is brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. One of the games of the year in Major League Baseball. I know it's only about mid-April, but I feel comfortable saying there will be few as wacky and wild as the one that took place at Wrigley earlier today between the Cubs and the Diamondbacks. 13-11 Chicago ultimately got the win. last few innings yet to see to believe. 1-2, Bowers with a new bat takes, and it's just inside, 2-2. Cubs led 7-1 going into the eighth. The Diamondbacks scored 10 in the top of the eighth, and then the Cubs scored 6 in the bottom to win it, 13-11. Again with a 2-2. Bowers takes in the dirt. Changeup skipped in, 3-2. Here it is, 2-0 Brewers, bottom four with one out, and the base is empty. For the Cubs, they, in thrilling fashion, take game one of the series from the Snakes. Game and a half in front of the Brewers at the moment in the Central. Begins 3-2, is chopped softly, fouled by Bowers up to the first base dugout fence. Reds have gone to Camden Yards and taken it to the Orioles tonight in game one of the series. 8-1 Cincinnati, top of the eighth, behind Andrew Abbott. Great game for Abbott. Home runs from Matt McClain and Ellie De La Cruz. 3-2 still on Bowers. The pitch, swing and a miss. Cutter in under the hands. So Bowers becomes the sixth strikeout for JT Ginn. Two gone in the fourth for Joey Ortiz. He took a called third strike back in the second. Pirates losing at home to the Cleveland Guardians 10-5 at PNC. That game's now in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch to Joey is low and away, 1-0. Luis Ortiz started that game for Cleveland against his old team. Pirates had traded Ortiz to the Guardians in the offseason. And he's in line for the win against them. Bases empty, two out. The 1-0 swung on and popped up. Right side of the infield. Play for the second baseman. That's Muncy. About two steps onto the outfield grass. A two-handed catch. Max Muncy to retire the side. And Ginn has himself a bounce back. 1-2-3 inning. We're headed to the fifth. More Freddie. 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
We'll take some more of that.
Smollett.
Swing and a line drive. Deep center. It's gone. A walk-off home run.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Freddie Peralta back to the mound for the fifth, leading 2-0. And back for the play-by-play, here's Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Max Muncy leads off for the Athletics. And a breaking ball missed inside and maybe a touch up from Freddie Peralta. It's 1-0. Freddie at 75 pitches as he works here in the fifth. 1-0 offering is a soft liner into left. Coming in is Churio, and he'll have to play it on a short hop. So Muncy with a single out of the nine hole here to lead off the fifth inning. Another right-handed hitter to collect a hit against Freddie Peralta. That has just been almost unheard of to start the year. But we told you at the beginning of this game, this A's bunch, it's a good lineup. Muncy got that off the very end of the bat and pulled it into left. Churio broke in on it, almost got there. Here's Lawrence Butler. First pitch to Butler is high, and Contreras had to jump out of his squat and snag that out of the air to keep it from going back to the backstop. It's 1-0. Brewers would like Freddie to at least get through this fifth inning. 1-0 offering. Is fouled out of play. Third base side, it's 1-1. He got a lot of help with that double play ball and a really slick play. Starting up that double play by Joey Ortiz to end the fourth inning when it looked like he was going to be in some trouble in that inning. Now the leadoff man reaches here in the fifth. 1-1 is low with a changeup. It's two balls and one strike. Two nothing crew. They've been out hit 6-3. Brewers made their hits count. 2-1 pitch. Missed down and away with a changeup. It goes to 3-1 on Butler. It's a dangerous top of the lineup, too, for the A's. Butler, very, very productive hitter. Rooker hitting just .232 to start the year, but he has been one of the better hitters in the American League the last couple of years. Silver Slugger winner last year for the DH position. Toss to first and back in time is Muncy. And then, of course, you have Soderstrom, who's one of the hottest hitters not named Aaron Judge in baseball to start the year. Swing and a miss. Went after a changeup that time, and it's 3-2.
He's throwing that changeup in fastball counts all night. Just did it 2-1 and then doubled up on it 3-1, and he got the chase.
He's got a lot of confidence in that pitch right now. You can see it from Freddie. There goes the runner. 3-2 pitch is popped up. Foul territory. Durbin giving it a look. Seeing if he has room. Reaches into the dugout. Like it was ticketed for the dugout or maybe up into the seats. He never gave up on it. He found the railing, reached into the A's dugout, and made the catch. Caleb Durbin having quite a debut. Tremendous play. And there's one away. Here's Brent Rooker. Peralta's pitch, and Rooker took away. Contreras thought about a back pick to first and elected to eat the baseball, and it's 1-0.
You know, one thing about that catch, he doesn't know this ballpark right at all. He's never played here before. He's never been here before today.
And that's not the friendly area of the ballpark. That's right in front of the A's dugout. 1-0's down and away. Two balls and no strikes. You're making that play in front of your dugout. You're getting some help. Guys are telling you, you got room, another step. He's getting none of that help from the A's in that spot. Kept the concentration, found the railing. Found it in time to reach into the dugout and make a really good catch. 2-0. And he checked on a strike with a fastball at 95. It's 2-1. So often what you see on that play, Josh, is the third baseman just run into the railing and collide. And at that point, you can't make the catch because it's hard to do all those things at once. Breaking ball missed low. Didn't miss by a lot with that curveball. These A's really aren't chasing a lot right now. Second and now third time through the lineup, they have not chased. Three balls and a strike here on Rooker. The pitch, swing and a miss. There's the changeup, Josh. Just like what he did with Butler. This time a right-on-right change down and in. And he got the chase that time. And he gets it back to a full count. Nick Mears getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Peralta's 3-2. The runner goes. Fouled out of play first base side. And we do do it again at 3-2.
He's throwing that changeup so often, and as I said, in fastball counts, that if you're the batter up there, you almost have to look for that pitch in these kind of spots. Now, that 3-2 pitch was a fastball, but it's got to be in the front of the mind of Rooker.
Yeah, he's shown the willingness to do it. And even maybe the preference to do it at times. Two pitch. Fouled out of play first base side. That was a fastball on the inner half. Runner was staying that time. And we do it again at 3-2. It'll be the eighth pitch of the at bat. Time for a vibe check. Cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer. The seltzer that passes the vibe check. 3-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Change up on the outside edge. Rooker sent back to the dugout on strikes. Fifth ortho ASAP strikeout for Freddie tonight. And now it sets up a battle between Freddie Peralta and Tyler Soderstrom. Nine home runs, the second highest slugging percentage in baseball behind only Aaron Judge. He has been one of the most feared hitters in baseball to start this season. And Freddie Peralta at 90 pitches, set to battle with Soderstrom to try to get through five scoreless. The runner at first is Muncy. He led off the inning with a single to left. He has stayed there since, a pop-up and a strikeout. As Peralta looks into the lefty Soderstrom, the first pitch missed down and in with a slider. It's 1-0. Mears still getting loose in that Brewers bullpen. Langoliers in the on-deck circle for the A's. The 1-0 delivery is a ground ball up the middle. It hits Peralta. He'll not be able to get to it. I think he got a glove to it as it was scooting underneath of Peralta, and it died between the mound and second base. Nobody could get to it, so it'll end up being an infield single for Soderstrom. And now two on and two outs, and Langoliers will be the batter. And that's some tough luck because really Freddie made the pitch to get out of the inning there, and it did. It hit his foot. It actually hit Freddie's foot and kicked up in the air. If he doesn't kick it, the Brewers had Joey Ortiz right there behind the bag at second to make the play. Freddie brings home the pitch to Langoliers. It's a liner to right. Frelick, though, has it measured. He's there. He squeezes it. And the inning is over. Freddie Peralta, five scoreless. He's worked hard tonight to put up those zeros. We go to the bottom of the fifth. 2-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Step up to the plate with a true pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
It is 2-0 Milwaukee as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Garrett Mitchell to lead things off for the crew. JT Ginn still out there on the mound for the A's. He's at 72 pitches as he works here in the fifth. Garrett 0-for-1 so far in the game, and he chops this one foul behind home plate. It's 0-1. Struck out looking on a very questionable call to start up that third inning. Think about that. Very good chance the Brewers would have even had more in that third inning, potentially. One. And Garrett checked on a pitch that came inside on a cut fastball. They appealed to third, and Ryan Addison agreed that he didn't go around. One ball and one strike on Mitchell. 2-for-11 on this homestand for Garrett. Hit a ball off the wall in that series against the Tigers. 1-1 is down and in. That was the changeup that time from Ginn. 2-1. Brewers trying to get this series started off on the right foot here tonight. And the debut of Caleb Durbin. 2-1 is a strike right down the middle with a two-seam fastball. It's 2-2. Durbin in the on-deck circle already with a hit tonight. A wonderful catch leaning into the A's dugout tonight. 2-2. A swing and a miss. Went after a sinker at the top of the strike zone. Mitchell strikes out. Strikeout number 7 for Ginn. Listen to the crowd welcome Caleb Durbin back into the batter's box. Durbin back in there. One away, nobody on. First pitch. Takes a slider low. And it's 1-0. Field single back in the third, 1-for-1 for his lifetime. 1-0. Breaking ball, swing and a miss at that slider. He was trying to get his first home run there. 1-1 is the count on Durbin. Just a spark plug. Great speed, plays so aggressive. Very Pat Murphy type of player. 1-1 is fouled back. Play behind home plate. Reached for a slider away. Fouled it off. It's 1-2. From about an hour south of the ballpark. Lake Forest, Illinois. Northern edge of Chicago. A lot of family here tonight for Caleb. Ginn looks in. And the 1-2 pitch. Way outside. And it's 2-2. Seems to have a pretty good feel for the strike zone, too. It's a very small sample that we've seen in the big leagues out of Caleb, but hasn't chased a lot. 2-2. Chopper on the left side. Big hop out to Wilson, the shortstop. Throws to first in time. And retires Durbin. Two away now for Bryce to right.
One of the things that he said earlier today when he was meeting with some of the media members was nice that he found out he was getting promoted on an off day because he could take care of a lot of the logistical things like getting tickets for all the family and friends that wanted to come, getting situated. It was nice to do it that way.
Make the phone calls you need to make. Ginn's first pitch to Terang is fouled back and out of play, and it's 0-1. You hear the opposite end of that sometimes, where a guy gets told while they're in their hotel room at 10 o'clock at night, and they got to get on a plane at 6 a.m., and they got to get packed, and they're trying to tell family, and it's hectic, right? But they got to get there. 0-1. Up and away, one ball and one strike. You did a lot of years in the minors, so you know a lot of those stories from when you were doing AAA.
Oh, yeah.
But what an amazing experience for every ballplayer the first time they get to be in the big leagues. 1-1. 1. This is down and in, 2 balls and 1 strike. Only 780 at any given day. And 23,000 and change, I think, ever. Like, that always blows me away, how hard it is to get here, to think it would barely fill this ballpark over halfway in all the years we've had Major League Baseball. 2-1. And Terang took down and in with a sinker. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. I mean, think about that. That includes every guy that came up for one day, made one appearance, got a cup of coffee, if you will. Still a part of a very exclusive club. 3-1 is chopped over the head of Ginn. Backhanded by Muncy, the second baseman. Throws across his body to first. It is late and not dug out by Soderstrom. So Terang has himself an infield single to extend the inning. Boy, we've seen Muncy make some tremendous plays. He almost made another one on Bryce Terang. But that time, Terang able to leg it out. And the throw wasn't dug out by Soderstrom anyway.
That's the play that Bryce Terang makes. Mm-hmm. That's his play. Almost had a taste of his own medicine, but he's just too fast.
So that extends the inning to Churio. That's the other piece of good news. Action has begun in that A's bullpen. Terang had bluffed towards second and then put the brakes on and returned back to first. The pitch was down for a ball to Churio. It's 1-0. Jacob Lopez is getting loose. He's a left-hander for the A's in that bullpen. As Ginn is now up to 88 pitches. 1-0. And that's a strike on the outside edge. 1-1 on Jackson. Well, nothing says spring like a grill full of tasty Usinger sausage, whether it's Rotz Dogs, Kielbasa, maybe the Andouille. It's a springtime favorite. You can't go wrong with Usinger's. Ginn looks in, now throws to first, and Terang is back in time. Starting to see more grills breaking out this week with a little bit warmer weather a few of these days. It is sausage season. Enjoy the season. And Milwaukee's hometown favorite, Usinger's. 1-1. And Churio hits one foul over near the A's dugout on the ground. It's 1-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, a 2-0 Brewers lead. Brewers trying to put together a two-out rally here against Ginn, who's getting towards the end of his day. This game is going to belong to the bullpen soon. 1-2 pitch. He is rolled foul, third base side again. So Churio hanging in there. He got a slider down almost in the dirt and was able to foul it off and get a piece of it.
And if you're wondering, Freddy Peralta's at 93 pitches through his 5 innings, and Mears is still throwing.
Yeah, that would lead you to think possibly it's going to be Mears in the sixth. 1-2 is swung on and fouled straight back. That was a slider that kind of backed up, and somehow Jackson got a piece of it. It was way in off the plate. And Jackson, I think, frustrated that he even offered it that pitch. But he fouled it straight back, and it's still 1-2. Here's the pitch. For a ball, and it's 2-2. Jackson battling in this at bat. This will be the 7th pitch of the sequence. Terang still standing at first. Towards the end of the day for Ginn. Against a guy you don't want to make a mistake to if you're Ginn. There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch is up and in. No throw to second. So Terang in there with a stolen base, and now the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brewers just banked another donation for Special Olympics Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. 2 great plans, one name you trust. Number 5 on the year for Terang. 3-2 pitch. There goes Terang. And it's bounced foul over near the A's dugout. So Jackson still hanging in there. It'll be at least 9 pitches in this at bat. He's seen pretty much everything from Ginn over the course of these 8 previous pitches. He's seen it all now. A look back at second. And the 3-2 pitch. And he took low and maybe a touch away for ball 4. And Jackson has walked for the second time this year. So Jackson getting pretty choosy at the plate all of a sudden. As he really fouled off a lot of pitches to get himself back in that count. And Mark Kotze is out. He's going to take the baseball from JT Ginn. We've got a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen as Jacob Lopez coming into this one for the A's. 2-0 crew here in the bottom of the 5th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. In a galaxy far, far away, Brewers Star Wars Night returns on May 16th. Presented by ESPN Milwaukee. Don't miss out on a Jedi Jackson Cheerio bobblehead when you buy a special theme night ticket. Purchase your seat at brewers.com/theme nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think. When you do it yourself, you save. Get free estimates using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen was made. They're proud to support the Brew Crew, and the game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. U.S. Cellular, built for us. So Jacob Lopez takes over on the mound for the A's. And Christian Yelich at the plate. 2-0 Milwaukee. 2 outs and 2 on here in the 5th. He wheels back towards second without a throw. Terang is at second. Cheerio is at first. So really good speed on the base paths for the Crew. Lopez just called up today by the A's. The pitch. Yelich took a strike at the knees. And it's 0-1. Lopez, 27 years of age, misses down and away. And it's 1-1. That was the breaking ball. Lopez. Been in the minors all year so far this year. He's with the Rays the last couple. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul off of Langoliers. And boy, Langoliers did some pain. 1-2 is the count. And Langoliers is up and hopping around. That one didn't feel very good for Shea Langoliers. It's a breaking ball and fouled right off of the, looks like the thigh of Langoliers. There's no protection there. Don't wear thigh pads in baseball. I don't think they do in football anymore for that matter either. 1-2 pitch to Yelich. Here's a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Terang streaking around third. He will score. On his way to third is Cheerio. Christian Yelich on fire. Drives in another. It's 3-0 Milwaukee. The The second RBI single of the night for Christian. He has reached base all three times he's come to the plate. And it extends the inning as well to William Contreras. And he gets a shot at this left-hander, Lopez. All this being done with two outs here in the fifth. Lopez, first pitch, and Contreras took outside. It's 1-0.
And how about an adjustment that Yelich made? That was that same pitch that he just barely nicked, hit it off the catcher the previous pitch. Christian's such a professional. Figured it out, hit it hard.
One ball and no strikes here on Contreras. The pitch. And a chopper on the left side. Going to be a tough play for Wilson. Charging, Fields throws across his body in time and gets Contreras for the final out. But the Brewers push another one across here in the fifth on the RBI single from Christian Yelich. 3-0 as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is, in fact, less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, a non-carbonated refresher with alcohol for weekend flavor any day of the week. Like when you get a case of the Mondays, swap it for the bright fruit flavors of Happy Thursday. Or when Tuesday needs a tune-up, look forward to Happy Thursday. And by Wednesday, you're already halfway there. So drink in the weekend flavor of Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday, Spiked Refreshers, weekend flavor any day of the week. Celebrate responsibly, non-carbonated, naturally flavored with other natural flavors. 21 and up, contains alcohol. 2024 Molson Coors Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is gone!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Nick Mears will take over on the mound for the Crew. It is 3-0 Milwaukee. As we go to the top of the sixth inning, so... Freddy Peralta, his night is done after five innings of scoreless baseball. Scattered seven hits tonight. But Freddy got a double play ball and got tough when he needed to and worked around some traffic. J.J. Blade leads off for the A's and takes a fastball low and away. It's 1-0. He can close the book as well on J.T. Ginn. 1-0 is low. Two balls and no strikes. Ginn ends up going 4 2/3. Four hits, three runs, all earned. Two walks, seven strikeouts. Official line for Freddie. Five innings, seven hits, no runs, a walk, and five strikeouts. 2-0 pitch is high. It's 3-0 on J.J. Blade. It's about the bullpens now. Brewers trying to protect a 3-0 advantage. Boy, have they pitched it well. 3-0 is in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. This is the 11th home game of the 2025 season. And look at how they've pitched at home. 3-1 is fouled back into the net, and it's 3-2. Obviously, the opener against the Tigers in this homestand. Not great. The third game of the series with the Reds got a little sideways. And the Royals in the home opener. 3-2 is popped up foul and out of play. And we do it again at 3-2. Those three, you take those three out, it's been elite. It's been locking down your opponent pretty much in every game. Handful of shutouts in there, too. 3-2 is rolled foul up the first baseline. And it stays at 3-2. Blade battling against Mears to lead off this sixth inning. Almost shut out the Tigers in back-to-back games. 3-2 pitch. That missed high, and he walked him. So a leadoff walk to Blade. And that'll get Jacob Wilson to the plate. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Jacob Wilson, the batter, with Blade at first. A 3-0 Brewers lead. The first pitch to Wilson. He lost the breaking ball up and over the head of Wilson. It was caught by Contreras, and it's 1-0. The walk to Blade to start up this inning is the first base runner that Nick Mears has allowed all season long. He has been dominant since the Brewers activated him on that last road trip. This is a strike. Throw back to first behind the runner is not in time. Diving back in there safely was Blade. It's 1-1 on Wilson. Mears has been the guy to start the year that the Brewers were hoping they would get when they traded for him at the deadline last year. 1-1.